Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day, I know that. It's also the 20th day of January already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and it's going to get clear up to 45 degrees today in the Klamath Basin. So winter weather. Hate it. Days are getting longer, though, man. Hope's on the horizon. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here first. The sheriffs resisting Washington's new gun laws. I'm not going to enforce that, and we're going to find out about this as soon as we return.
Church, we'll go find lunch, and we'll haul ass down through the abbey. Is it money, is it fame, what's in a name?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, the sheriff's resisting Washington's new gun laws. I'm not going to enforce that. This is from The Guardian. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In Washington State, a freshly implemented ballot initiative and a raft of new bills may produce some of the tightest firearms regulations in the United States. But standing in the way is a group of rural law enforcement officers who say point blank that they won't enforce any of it. The Clickitat County Sheriff Bob Songer is one of them. He told The Guardian that the initiative passed last November is unconstitutional on several grounds. No, it's a violation of the Bill of Rights. Quit saying constitution. There is no fucking constitution. And you, sir, are, whether you realize it or not, whether you know or not, you are a part of that United States corporation. You're a subcontractor. On several grounds, I've taken the position that as an elected official, I'm not going to enforce that law. Well, you are, if you're elected sheriff, awesome, but you're still not a sheriff because you have no common law court. The sheriff is the officer of the common law court. The sheriff serves the papers of the common law court in the common law jurisdiction. The sheriff enforces the orders of the common law court through the common law jurisdiction. You are not of the common law. You are not a constitution, what you call a constitutional sheriff. You're in violation of the Bill of Rights under Article 9 of that document. Ratified, absolute, superior law. Now, a few people with that, wherever this fellow is, Kinticat County, want to set yourself up a common law court and swear that sheriff in as the common law under the common law jurisdiction is supposed to be, and have your coroner sworn in under the common law jurisdiction as supposed to be, and have that judge sworn in under the common law jurisdiction as it's supposed to be, then you got something. I'd jump in there. I'd jump right behind that sheriff. And then that sheriff could call up the citizen posse of that county, which would be the militia, and to back his play. And it would be real. But this is not real yet. It just isn't. Songer also cited ongoing litigation by the National Rifle Association Incorporated in the Admiralty Courts, Industry Lobby, and others, which claim to demonstrate the law violated both the Second Amendment and the state's constitution. He also said that if other agencies attempted to seize weapons from county residents under the auspice of the new laws, he would consider preventively standing in their doorway. Now, see, there was the last deputy that I really ever talked to was a guy. He went to school here in Chulak when he grew up here. And we had a couple of conversations because you're going to run into them at the hardware store here or there, out on the damn road, and just stop and talk. That's the way it used to be out here anyway. And, he told me, I'm trying to explain a lot of things to him, but one of the things that man did say is that if they'd ever tell me to confiscate weapons, I'll tell them to come to my house first. We need to get this fucking fog out of the way. And understand that it is up to each and every one of us to enforce that Bill of Rights. And it's up to us to get, if we want to have our Bill of Rights, we have to have our jurisdiction reinstated. It's there. It's in us. That's what the Bill of Rights says. These are natural born rights. So the jurisdiction is naturally born into you. And if this sheriff is serious about what he's saying, I hate to think of it. It's just like that sheriff out in Grant County. I mean, if he was serious, if they were really serious, but they're not going to be, because the powers that be, the powers who decide, it's coming out of the Masonic lodges and the secret societies. That's who decides who's going to be a sheriff. And this, I guarantee you, this sheriff is a member of a fucking union, and he has, a pension on the line, and he is not sworn in to he's sworn into the admiralty law. That's how he swore to uphold, held up his hand and swore to uphold the laws of the county and the state and the federal governments. That's what he said when he raised it. And he wasn't talking to no common law judge who's supposed to be swearing him in under the common law jurisdiction. Not that this might be a good guy, but he still doesn't understand. And as the goddamn, as a sheriff, God, that's, you need to understand this. This is the roots of it. Songer also cited ongoing litigation. We did that. Seized weapons, he'd stand in the doorway. In November, the state's voters handily passed an initiative, I-1639. That's the 20% that make up the voting population, that make up the son of a bitches acquiescing to all this shit, that have no authority, that are committing acts of treason every time they go out and vote that corporate fucking straw man and give acquiescence to corporate aristocracy with a king at the top, which mostly targeted semi-automatic rifles. As of January 1st, purchasers of these weapons must now be over 21, undergo an enhanced background check, must have completed a safety course, and need to wait 9 days to take possession of their weapon. Also, gun owners who fail to store their weapon safely risk felony community endangerment charges. Can't exist. Man, just once, if one sheriff did it, if the sheriffs, there's even places like back in Connecticut and stuff that where they appoint the sheriffs. That's what people don't realize. This guy let's go on a little bit. Feeling the wind at their backs after the ballot gun campaigners and liberal legislators have now gone even further in the new legislative session. Bills introduced in the last week to Washington's Democrat-dominated legislature. The Democrats can't dominate. Republicans can't dominate. Not if the people retain the authority. There is no domination. They all work for us. They're all under us. None of them dominates over any of the others. The law dominates. The law dictates, and the law is not subject matter. It is in absolute terms. look to further restrict firearms. Some laws would ban high-capacity magazines and plastic guns made with 3D printers. Others would mandate training for concealed weapon carry permits and remove guns and ammo during and after domestic violence incidents. Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson, who proposed several of the bills, this son of a bitch, the sheriff should go straight and arrest him for fucking sedition, shouldn't he? If he's acting under the goddamn common law, it's the highest jurisdiction in this land. He is in violation of the highest law in this land. Why isn't he taking his deputies over there and arresting this son of a bitch and charging him for sedition and attempting to overthrow the fucking Bill of Rights, ratified law for every state in this union before it was ever attached to that fucking Constitution? Said in an email, now is the time to act. Washingtonians have made it clear that they support common sense gun safety reforms. 20% people, and most of them are fucking gooks now. You're not talking about the people that lived in Washington when I was a kid. Like, you're not talking about the people who lived here when I, well, we're still here. But the Californian fucking communist beachhead has pushed people into every fucking state. And now they're pushing all these goddamn criminals from south of the border and east of the border and west of the border into our goddamn states. Washingtonians have made it clear they support common sense gun safety reforms. Tough shit. And we're going to make it clear that fucking second article is written in stone. It's absolute. You fuck with it, you die. We will kill you over it. That's why it's there, for us to kill you when you think that you can come up and put a little group of communists together and use 20% of the fucking uneducated or else treasonous population to try to disarm the rest of the people and remove their second article right. Christian Ellenbow from Washington Alliance for Gun Safety, which has long campaigned for more firearms restrictions, said that, quote, for a long time, our elected officials thought that gun violence protection was somehow controversial, but they have been behind where the people of Washington are on this issue, 20%. See, they play this game, they talk, oh, yeah, well, you wait till you see the crowd I have behind me, whore. Wait till you see us a-coming. Wait till you feel that fucking rope go down around your treasonous ass neck. All of these people, just like that gook the other day, come up just go, where's the communist revolution we're doing here? Why wasn't that man arrested for a fucking inciting sedition and the overthrow of the fucking government of the for the little United Big States of America? Why? Because they're all a part of it. That's why. But like other West Coast states, Washington exhibits a deep cultural and political divide between its populous coastal cities and its more sparsely populated rural hitherland. This is what I've told you guys all along. It's just like when that shit went down over there by Roseburg at that Umpqua at the Umpqua, the college there. I told you how those people were, and they sent fucking Barry Satoru packing ass, and he wasn't gonna talk nothing about gun control on their fucking territory. And the people in the city are fucking candy ass, panty waist, bunch of punks. We'll fucking wipe them out in a day. They know it. They will have to send regular fucking mercenary troops to try and back their fucking play. And we're going to bury their asses too. I-1639 passed on a roughly 60-40 split. See, that's only, you only got 60% of a 20% even. I mean, this is so fucking ridiculous. Just that one little lie that they tell day after day after day, 60% of the people vote. No, no. 60% of the fucking traders who are actually still participating in this goddamn fraud, yeah, they marked down on their corporate straw man ballot. They signed it and they gave their corporate endorsement to the fucking corporation. But that has nothing to do with the United States of these America and the people that fucking own it. That'd be us, the true authority. These people are guilty of treason. Yeah, I promise you. I take 12 educated American nationals who understand what that Bill of Rights says and what it means and the fact that it is ratified fucking law, and it was put there to make goddamn sure that this would always remain a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, that we would never be subject to any other authority other than our own. as we are self-governing. In the big blue counties west of the Cascade Mountains, such as King County, where Seattle is located, and Seattle is taken over by the fucking Chinese, period. They got big, huge, walled communities there. Rickshaws going down the fucking streets. This is occupied territory by foreign occupiers that this fucking phony-ass corporate Congress sits there and facilitates the selling of our country like they have any authority to sell. Well, they haven't even an authority to exist. They are all criminals. They are all criminals of the highest degree. They are guilty of treason against we the people, and that is a fucking hangable offense. In the big blue counties, west of the Cascade, such as King County, where Seattle is located, the margins were even bigger. I don't give a shit. You're still Pete, and it's just like, you know, that little clip they had on the anti-federalists, when they were talking about the making of the Bill of Rights the other day. You know, for all my life, I thought the Federalists, man, that was the bulk, man. That's why they got with the Constitution and everything. That was what the people, fuck too. The people who said no outnumbered them probably 1,000 to 1. But it didn't matter because, well, they had the fucking money, the resources, the power to buy the newly built government that they fucking built through lies and deception. However, 27 Washington's 39 counties rejected the ballot measure. See, I'm telling you, my people are still here. My people are still in Washington. I talked to some of them just recently, and they're on the same page. I promise you, all of them are. Many of those counties are in the state's more rural, sparsely populated districts. And the fellow I talked to, who I've known for many, 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 many years, closest family. There's the cop that, I guess the sheriff that is a part of the community. I mean, it's rural. It's way out rural. But the sheriff's deputy that works out there, he said he's throwing off the badge and grabbing up the gun as soon as they come out there. And it's back to back with them. And that's what a lot will do. But as far as what we can do right now, this guy is an elected sheriff. He can insist let's go on a little bit. If Ferry County in eastern Washington more than in Ferry County in eastern Washington, more than 72% of voters rejected. See, but that's still 72%. But they're just playing with numbers here. I guarantee you that fucking 80 to 90% of the people out there are ready to fucking shoot. They have done things you will not. They don't even have a clue about. They are ready. They are ready for this shit. Fuck Portland. Fuck Seattle. Well, they'll go in and fucking take that out in a fucking day. Culp asked the council in November to declare the city's Second Amendment sanctuary. That vote has been delayed until March. But in the meantime, like Songer, Culp says he will not enforce. The sheriff in Ferry County, Ray McCumber, told The Guardian that he would not be enforcing the laws either. At least until the NRA's legislation is complete. There you are, right back into the fucking admiralty, goddamn administrative admiralty, fucking corporate fucking bullshit. It has to go. It's us or them. And then NRA waiting for the corporations to decide within the corporations what your fucking rights are that they don't even have, that they're been in violation of for over 100 years? Really? There's a window of time when I get to make the assessment, he said. Should the NRA not succeed, he said, he would consider if I want to go on in the job. So you're going to quit? I give you that. You quit. But God damn it, if you are the... let's go on. The sanctuary idea has caught on with other right-wing activists. It ain't right-wing activists. It ain't left-wing activists. There is no right-wing. There is no left-wing. No conservatives. No liberals. There is just the fucking law, or there is not. I'd like to sit down with this sheriff and just have him explain his statement there. There is no right wing, or the people who wrote this, there is no right wing. A fact is a fact, period. It isn't right wing, it isn't left wing, it isn't up, down, backwards, or sideways, it's just a fucking fact. And what makes a fact? The fact that it's indisputable. It is what it is. It cannot be anything else. And I love this when I hear him on the stupid box talking about, oh, we have an alternate set of facts. Do you guys people realize how fucking dumb you think you are? An alternate set of facts. There cannot be such a thing. Two facts cannot be in contradiction with one another and on the same subject. It's impossible. But they would have you believe that we have an alternate set of facts. There is no such a thing. You'd have to be a fucking juvenile, a child, to believe such a thing. A fact is a fact is a fact. That's all it is. You can't change it. There is no alternate interpretation of a fact. It can only be interpreted one way, as written, if it is written as a fact. The sanctuary idea has caught on with other right-wing activists. Right? Fuck you. Right-wing. I mean, I hate that just as bad as I hate when they, start with the race thing. Right-wing, left-wing, We're American nationals of the American race. Our skin comes in all pigments, and we are fucking fed up with this shit. We're not looking at the color of one another. We're looking at our fucking rights, and we're looking at the son of a bitches trying to enslave us. And I think that we can all agree we want to kill them. Matt Marshall is the leader of the Washington 3%, abortion 3%ers. There they are, all the percentages. Ever see, this is these son of a bitches trying to, just like the Oath Keepers, trying to worm their way back in and pretend that they are the fucking, a part of any cause. You are not a part of any cause until you denounce this goddamn fraud that is the U.S. corporation for the fraud that it is and declare them the enemy, because that's what they are by definition of fact. A patriot movement group? No, you're not. You're not a patriot movement group. You're a 501c3 government fucking controlled opposition group, okay? Which has held several open carry rallies in downtown Seattle in the last year. Like I said, we're past that. We're past rallies and petitioning. We're at the point to where, come get my gun, I blow your fucking head off. I know what my rights are. I understand the Bill of Rights, and I will defend it to the end, to your fucking end. Marshall is attempting to persuade rural Washington counties to adopt local Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances. You don't need it. You got the Bill of fucking Rights. You, none of this sub corporate fucking policy means shit. If you ain't gonna fucking stand up there and with your rifle at your shoulder and fight for that fucking second article to the People's Bill of Rights, fucking ordinance. The ordinance has no meaning. It has no meaning. You don't enforce a superior law with an inferior law. Oh, well, they've told us that the superior law of this land, they're not going to obey. Hey, we'll write an inferior law. And boy, we'll enforce that in the administrative admiralty courts, the star chamber courts that are the courts of the, corporate aristocracy, that are the king's courts, unelected. Next week, together with the Patriot Prayer founder, that's the people who have been coming up to Portland. See, these son of a bitches sit and wait. They're just as bad. They're just another branch of the communists. Just like I've talked about Stalin, waiting to see when somebody starts to step in. Oh, we did that. It was the 3%ers that did that. And they'll fire off a few shots from a safe place and come in. Oh, we're the leader, see? Now you guys all get behind us. We'll tell you what to do. You fucking try it. You will fucking get shot right in the fucking face along with the rest of the fucking incorporated traitors in this country. Next week, together with the Patriot Prayer founder and former Senate candidate. See, they're all in it. Senate candidate for what? The corporate boards? Senate candidate to be a part of the United States corporation, which can't exist. Take the word corporation, take the word republic, and tell me they jive in any way, because they don't. See, this is more of the shit, like Cornkey preaches. Let's get in there and we'll just out corporate them. Fuck you. I want my goddamn rights back, and I want them back yesterday. And they're not going to be privileges and immunities. They are going to be the absolute rights intended. And anybody that violates them is going to fucking die. He is addressing a meeting of Lewis and Pierce counties to try to persuade them to adopt resolutions, which would mean that the gun laws were not enforced. You see what you got here? Do you see this Lewis County, or this county here? subcontractor of the state corporation. Don't you see? And then you got the federal corporation above that. So that what you're going to do here, when you have the federal, the federal Bill of Rights is the highest law in this land. So what we're going to do is come down to the lowest fucking authority as far as enforcing that bill. But it should be enforced from the bottom up. There is no fucking doubt about that. Because it starts at the people. But you're going to go here and you're going to persuade them to write resolution, write something down on a piece of paper that because it is written by a corporate entity, just like the rest of this fucking policy shit, it is worthless as the paper it's written on. And when you take it into the Star Chamber Court, they're going to tell you it's worthless as the paper it's written on because we're a higher authority in that corporation and we're just going to overrule it. Which would mean the gun laws were not enforced. Want to bet? You'll hear this fucking song and dance because they're getting ready. Oh, we didn't do it. It was the state gun confiscation fucking, or the feds, because if the feds go ahead and go through with this, like, oh, fucking, I know old fake hair fucking Donald Trump, he's chomping at the bit to get on and get the enforcers out there. But the federal enforcers, we're not going to do it, but even some of us said we're going to come and stand and fight with you. You better figure out who the fuck you are and what the fuck, how this is supposed to be fought. How was it meant for us to fucking, the founders, the people who wrote the Anti-Federalist Papers and the people who forced the Bill of Rights, they understood this day would come. And they had a system set in place how we were to enforce those rights. And it's not fucking complicated, but it is not through the enemy's courts. It's not through the Star Chamber courts. It's not through any corporation because the Bill of Rights has nothing to do with any corporation. In fact, it is the antithesis to a corporation. The refusal of law enforcement officers to enforce the new restrictions. See, restrictions. We live under law, motherfucker. You don't write restrictions. You don't restrict us. You have not the authority. I can't restrict my neighbor. He can't restrict me. We could have never given you any authority to restrict us from doing any fucking thing. How about that? Logic hurts, don't it? Restrictions plays into a longer history of so-called constitutional sheriffs resisting the gradual tightening of gun laws. You're not supposed to resist it. You're supposed to go down and arrest there's supposed to be a common law court that you're sworn into, Mr. Sheriff. And I'm supposed to be able to go in there and charge these motherfucking traitors with treason. And then you and I, if they're going to try and put up a struggle, you and I and the rest of the militia for the county will go and take them into fucking custody and put them in a jail cell, serve them, and then they will have their process and they will be brought into the court. And when they are convicted of what they are prima facie guilty of, we will take them out to the fucking gallows and hang them. That's what you're supposed to be doing if you were a real sheriff. Under the supreme jurisdiction of this country, which is the common law, the people's jurisdiction. There are also hints in the stance of the doctrine of county supremacy. County supremacy. People! No, you violate. You're all incorporated. That county is incorporated. It's in violation. Every fucking thing that used to be a government entity is now incorporated. That makes them without any authority. All the authority is back to the people from whence it came. It was not meant to be used to build a corporation to enslave the people and make subjects out of them. It was meant to protect us from that very thing. You are in breach. You have no authority. Long nursed on the constitutional far right, fuck you, which holds that county sheriffs are the highest constitutional authority in the country. No, they're not. They're a county sheriff. They're equal to me as a county sheriff, as an individual. That sheriff is equal to me. He is not superior to me, no more than that common law judge is. I can arrest either one of them right in their own fucking court or right in their fucking own office. All I have to do is fill out the fucking complaint and have my affidavits attached. We, the people, as individuals, when they tell you that those are natural born rights, that means they are born into your being. We are the authority. And no, the sheriff is not a superior authority over the people. In fact, he cannot even act unless he's acting as a, as an individual filing his own case into the common law court for his own issue. Otherwise, when that sheriff acts, all he's acting on my jurisdiction. I go to the court, I fill out the proper paperwork, I present it to the court and ask the sheriff to serve it. Or I can serve it myself. But if it's a conflict where there might be a breach of the peace, because that's his only other responsibility is keeping the peace, then the sheriff, he will go out and serve that fucking paper. That's where it ends for him. He ain't got nothing to do with the case. Unless there's investigation and it's a civil crime. And then the grand jury, which is above the sheriff, because it's made up of the people, can order the sheriff to go out and do investigation. But see how they try to play this in with that goddamn sovereign citizen shit. It's all shit, and it shines as shit. It's illogical. It's unfactual. Constitutional authority in the county. No, he's not. The people are. The people are the fucking, are the highest authority in this fucking land. All government. But you know, the sheriff, we do elect him. We elect him for a purpose. He serves us as an elective official. That doesn't make him superior to us. Now, does it? It makes him our servant. And if things were being run the way they were, you know, 200 years ago when they first started this shit out, everybody understood this plain and clear. That constitutional sheriff had whatever authority was channeled to him from the individual, from the individual's individual common law jurisdiction through that court and into the hands of the sheriff. Now the sheriff, once he got the order from the court, I win, I get the order. That was all done with my jurisdiction, not the sheriff's, not the fucking courts, mine. Because I'm the highest authority in this country. And I took on another American national on an issue we had a difference with, and I won. Now when I go to enforce the decision of that court, that sheriff, he's the person that he stands out front. We all agreed on it that if there's going to be some trouble, we trust this man here. He's one of our best. Everybody likes him. Everybody, you know, respects him. Don't expect his respect and authority over them. They respect him as a man that is doing the correct thing because he is acting by law, under the common law. And if a situation arises where someone is just going to say, fuck you, I'd fuck this decision of the common law jury. Fuck you. I just hate you. I'm not going to give you what I owe you. Well, then the sheriff, file a motion for the sheriff to enforce the order. And you're the first fucking volunteer up there for the militia that's going out there to enforce that goddamn order. That's what a real sheriff is. But this, I mean, see, they want to use shit like this because they know it's not so. They know that the county is being run as a corporation, and there's no way that this fucking guy, when he was elected, he didn't swear into the common law. Had he sworn into the common law, he would be above any of the rest of these corporate motherfuckers running the county, and all of them. And he would be arresting the son of a bitch as suggesting violations of the second article of my Bill of Rights. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I'll tell you a little something that my daddy told me.
the basic fundamentals if you want to be free. 'Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want your freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun, you got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad with "Don't Let Them Take Your Gun," and don't fall for bullshit. Because we were down here, we were talking about a highest constitutional authority in the county. No, the people are the highest constitutional authority on this, in this goddamn United States. Period. You can only act. That's why they talk about powers delegated. You can only act through the authority of the people. As an individual, the sheriff is equal with me. He can sue me. I can sue him. He can file criminal charges, civil criminal charges against me. I can file civil criminal charges against him. Same with the judge. Same with the coroner. But they're not an authority over anybody. There's no authority over the American national except the common law jurisdiction of another American national. Period. Where are we? Highest consent. Okay. Such notions have long been promoted by figures like Sheriff Richard Mack. I'd like to set Sheriff Richard Mack down and tell him, where do you get your authority, sir? And what jurisdiction do you operate under? Because there's only one jurisdiction on this, allowed under the ratified law of the Bill of Rights for the individual in this country, and that is the common law jurisdiction. And that is not what you are operating on. All of these people calling themselves constitutional sheriffs are violating that fucking Bill of Rights daily, whether they realize it or not. And if it was just a simple matter of education, they sure aren't seeking it out. Because it's all right there. Richard Mack, who leads the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. There ain't no peace. If you're either a sheriff, a constable, or you ain't. That's the only fucking, peace officers in this goddamn country allowed. That admiralty they brought from the ocean onto our shores is fucking illegal. It's a fraud. It is a goddamn insurrection against the people. And as the Constitution has been removed and all these states incorporated under it, theirs is removed too, because they removed the only authority that was ever granted by the people, and it was in that original Constitution, and it's gone. That means it revokes, the power goes back to the states. Well, the states are doing it. They're incorporated with the fucking fraud. So they don't get it. The authority, they'd have no authority. None has been granted to the corporation. We can't grant it to the corporation. We can't grant anybody the authority to violate our rights. That's why they're unalienable. That's why that ninth article is there, saying that no authority can ever exist to touch them. If they really meant this shit, that all it would take is three affirmed American nationals like myself, two actually, that would sign affidavits saying that they swore the sheriff in under the common law jurisdiction, and then he'd be a real sheriff. And then he could go down to City Hall and say, you got a month to have a common law court here. Set up in this with an elected judge from among the people under the common law jurisdiction, and the coroner needs to be there too. Then we have us of the true authority in this country operating. If it's a constitutional sheriff and it's a constitutional court, then you ain't gonna be worrying about shit like this, because the people will be going out and arresting these fucking insurrectionists, these goddamn invaders, these communists. And we'll be filing the proper paperwork in the proper court under the proper jurisdiction. And they will go in front of they will have their preliminary process. They will have every process that the common law allows. And then when that common law jury declares them guilty, that judge ain't got a goddamn thing to say about it. If I say, I want that treasonous son of a bitch hung by the third lamp pole on Main Street, that's where he goes, if that's what that jury says. Because we are the authority. Period. You can't overrule it. As gun laws throughout the West have gradually tightened in recent decades, resistance along these lines has become prevalent. This is just like I said, this is the Oath Keepers and the Three Percenters, the fucking controlled opposition. These son of a bitches, I'd like to, the Oath Keepers. You violated that fucking oath for 20 fucking years. No, I'm an Oath Keeper. Oh, you never were. You don't even know what the fucking thing means. You don't even know what jurisdiction means. A goddamn word that every fucking fourth grader ought to know. Every fourth grader ought to understand what the jurisdiction of this country is. It's me. It's you. It's the American nationals. It's our authority. That's why when they wanted the Constitution, they had to have us delegate, that is, hand over to them the authorities to operate it. Because all authority is vested in the people. And now that all of the goddamn agreements have been broken, yeah, that's where it's right at now. But you could have a constitutional sheriff, like that first one we were talking about, the city stand in the doorway. Go down to the goddamn city hall and with two affidavits declaring that you took the oath for sheriff in front of these two witnesses in the common law, and you're ordering them. You're ordering them under the authority of the people who elected you and who granted you the jurisdiction you're ordering them to put that fucking common law court in place so we can start these prosecutions. Otherwise, This is all bullshit. Along these lines has become prevalent in areas with strong public support for gun rights. Since the initiative passed and they made their position public, both Songer and Culp have been lionized in conservative media. Conservative. There are no conservatives. Here we see they keep trying to play you right back into the industry, the corporation. They keep trying to play you back into it. This is your way out through the goddamn Star Chamber courts. Follow me. Straight to hell. Earlier this month, Songer detailed his position on the Alex Jones show, where he appeared with Gibson. Oh yeah, there's old Alex Jones incorporated. I mean, all these, this is just the, these, like we said all along, this is that states' rights movement, which is a 501c3, just like the goddamn Republican, Democrat, Green Party, Constitutional Party, all these bullshit fucking parties. Groups do not form an authority over the individual. They cannot. The Bill of Rights will not allow it. It is forbidden. So this grouping up shit, I mean, you want to become a real constitutional sheriff and call out the militia? Boy, you can do that. And I guarantee you that you become a real sheriff and the goddamn real militia comes out behind you. You want them to shit themselves? You want to mean something? You want to go down in history? There's your route. On their resistance to the new gun registration in Washington, Ellenbow, the gun safety campaigners, said that it is disappointing that the gun lobby is trying to undermine the will of the Washington voters. Fuck that 20% made up of chinks and foreigners. We will kill every fucking one of you. The supreme law of this land you are in violation of. You have committed high treason against the people. For the little you United Big S States of the Americas, the people who own this goddamn country, the people who are the superior authority as individuals. And no group, I don't care if there's 1,000 of them, I don't care if there's 1,000,000 of them, no group can have a superior authority over an individual. That's why it was put together this way. This is the only way that an individual could maintain the status of having allodial property and absolute rights that cannot be violated to their liberty. And Sheriff Mack, I mean, if you don't know it, it's because you don't want to. Maybe you do know it. All these guys, they understand what's fixing to come down. They want to control it. They want to control the explosion is what they want to control. When this fucking thing explodes, they want to be in control of it and work it back over into the, so that the goddamn good old boy Masonic dirty church cabal can go right back into fucking power under the administrative admiralty once again. Ain't gonna happen. We're free individuals and we're gonna be free individuals at liberty to do anything we please as long as we're not violating the rights of another free individual, which is the only way that we can be brought to answer in the common law by the common law court, is through another individual's jurisdiction. And we join in the subject matter that we're going to dispute. And you see, you say this happened, I say this happened. Okay, we're joined. We have an argument here. Now we're going to put together a jury. We're both going to have absolute right to put together any and every evidence, and the jury will decide what's relevant, what's irrelevant. The jury will decide what is hearsay and what is bullshit and what ain't. Not the Star Chamber judge up there who's actually running that court, and the fucking jury's just sitting there as the fucking rubber stamp for the treason, okay? On this resistance to the new wave of gun restrictions, Washington's Elberg and gun safety campaigner said that it is disappointing. You're going to be more disappointed, you son of a bitch, when that rope goes around your neck, because we know your numbers. We can fucking count. We know we've been here forever in 2 days. We know who's out there. We know who we are. Rights flexing citizen owns cop shuts him down for trying to steal kids' book stacks. And this was kind of encouraging, though I wish these people were better educated. But at least they're doing something, and they're doing it as individuals. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. When you see something, say something, is the saying Americans are constantly bombarded with by the state. The normal, this normally refers to citizens ratting, telling on, fucking stabbing, and, you know, committing treason against fellow citizens for behavior that they might think is suspicious. You fucking slimy communist fucking rat bastards. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, man. People, you think about it. You people, I'm 57. You people think back to when we were in our 20s. Was there anything lower than a rat? Was there? I mean, there was this old, I've been told you, we've been watching the old Gunsmokes and stuff, you know, because you can't find nothing decent to watch on television anymore. So you get these old things and you watch them. And there was this guy came in and, you know, he'd done a shitty thing to somebody. He didn't have to help these people, and the woman lost her baby, and everybody found out about it, and they shunned him. He'd walk into the goddamn a roaring bar, and he'd just go silent. Nobody talked to him, turned their back on him. And you know, that's what we're talking about here, about how people used to be. And, I mean, it was always us against the government. We understood that. That's what our founders told us. That government will get you. You better keep that sumbitch in line. But then, during the 50s, 60s, and 70s, man, they really let loose with the, and they made plastic money and stuff, and boy, you could just about run and do, and they really just stepped back and let you just do what you felt so goddamn free. Then they started plugging in the rest of that takeover of that 14th Amendment. Then you started people, you see them getting bashed and beaten by those who were supposed to serve him, and a lot of them were wearing sheriff's uniforms. When you see something, say some, okay, fellow citizens for behavior that they might think is suspicious, but two rights reflexing brothers from Baltimore turned the tables on see something, say something when they saw a cop violating the rights of two teens. They chose to step in and say something, and because of their actions, two teens were protected from the corrupt police state. That's how we got to do it. For one another. It's us against them. Get that through your head. Earlier this month, Ray Smith and his brother noticed a Baltimore police officer confiscating the books, stacks of two teens who apparently had done nothing wrong. So they stopped in to film the police and then took it further by calling out the officer. Yo, it's illegal for him to take your bags, he's telling the kids. The man filming says to the teens who are pleading with the officers to get back their property. You can't take this bag, he says to the officer. Bye-bye, the officer says, attempting to wave the two men on, but they were having nothing of it. The brothers stood by and made sure the teens got their property back, seeing that they were not backing down and that he was on video. The officer then gave the bags back to the teens. These son of a bitches know what they're doing. This is a corporate fucking piece of shit with zero authority over anybody on that street. With his pride seemingly hurt, the officer then demands the teens leave as a last ditch effort to assert his authority that he doesn't have. You need to get off my corner. You see what I'm telling you? Says the cop. What makes it your corner? Asked the man filming. This badge makes it my corner. This union badge here makes it my corporate corner. States the cop, making a chilling assertion that his citizen-funded badge somehow gives him domain to command innocent people at will. See, people are starting to figure this out, but, you know, it's so easy. It's so much simpler when you're not looking at it as a ball, knock the ball of spaghetti off and just look at the fucking documents that founded this country. Look, read the Bill of Rights, learn it. The badge makes you...
Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
Dean Wilson. He's lower than a rat. I call him Wilsonstein.
Wilsonstein, huh? Well, you'd have
what
to be.
What he does is,
yeah, go ahead.
He doesn't have a real estate license, but he goes out and takes advantage of this corporate shit and buys liens on people's houses and gives them 30 days when they're hurting people, and they give them 30 days to get out or pay him, and he assumes their property. That's not really theirs, you know.
Yeah, you've read the mandamus, huh?
Yeah, I did. I haven't read it in a while, but, you know, some of that stuff, legalese kind of stuff is hard for me to understand. I need to practice a lot more on it. But he's garbage. Garbage, garbage. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, that's all right, brother.
I don't know what you would say, a snake belly and a wagon trail.
The thing is, the mandamus covers it. You see, they have no authority. This man here is operating under a corporate fiction. And the paperwork that he delivers to these people that he's trying to steal their property will be all in caps. Because he's actually going after their straw man corporation. All they have to do is separate themselves clearly and by affidavit, by just swearing it and having it witnessed. And even like I did on that one, having it notarized with a note at the top of the notary that because I'm using a public notary, none of the common law assertions are going to be changed. That's what they need to do. And I'm not that person. You see, I'm an individual free sovereign. In fact, you are committing fucking treason by trying to bring me into an inferior, fucking unlawful, fraudulent jurisdiction. And I mean, it's a learning thing. People always say, you know, it seems so difficult, and maybe it is. But if you read that Bill of Rights, if you read the Anti-Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, and then read the mandamus and keep going, even if you have to take a dictionary to understand each word, it has to come to you. You have to be able to see it. Anyway,
you got to do it. Repetition.
It is.
Repetition. All right, I'm out.
I promise you, I paid for my education the hard way. This badge makes it more, no, that's where we were, concerned citizens, simply trying to, apparently the two teens were attempting to raise some money for themselves by offering the citizens of Baltimore a service in exchange for money. While we don't know exactly what the kids were doing, we do know they weren't selling drugs or robbing people or causing harm to anyone, just like Eric Garner. They're selling cigarettes on the fucking sidewalk. They killed that man for that. That was free enterprise. That's what he was absolutely guaranteed. And this shit is not going to stop by following a bunch of fucking Tories who are going to come in and try to act like we're the movement. No, you're not. You're a part of the problem. Throw off that fucking badge. Denounce the goddamn fraudulent corporation. Grab your gun and step in line. Then you're one of us. Or else, like I said, if you were elected sheriff, you go down and you get two American nationals to swear your ass in into the common law jurisdiction, so you're operating under the superior jurisdiction of this country. You go in and declare that jurisdiction, and you order those fucking commissioners and that mayor to get a fucking common law court over there for you, for the people to exercise their fucking rights in. Anyways, guys, we've made it past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just keep an eye on this. Like I said, this is the 3%ers, and then you'll see the Oath Keepers, these fucking Tories trying to worm their way back in. Because if we could just select somebody like Rand Paul, this corporation thing could stay, and all the industry and all the goodies that we've accumulated through the fucking treason, well, we'd get to keep it all, and none of it would be in jeopardy. It's all in jeopardy. There's nothing secure anymore. If by God I do not have a fucking allodial right to my property, you don't have it to yours. Possession is 9/10 of the law, and that possession will come down to gunfire. And that is the word from the trenches.